Blog Talk Radio.
Will your heart speak for no one but yourself? Have you lost all your faith in good health? Are you dying to live within yourself? Have you canceled out heaven just for hell? I see your pain. Wear it on your sleeve, mistake the rain. But the tears you cried on your sleeve, I know it's dark. And the clouds all look like a pile of smoke from your
All right. Welcome back. My name is Yom Suf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Now, if you just may be a new caller and wondering what it's about, strictly it's about the God of Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub, his heritage, which is his nation, and some people in that nation and their attitudes. One in particular comes to mind in these studies is Jonah. You'll find out Jonah is someone like us. Even though he did what he was told, he had that attitude, what we call it. He sort of did it reluctantly. The Most High had to put him straight. You'll see as we go on and finish this book of Jonah, how the Most High had to show him an illustration. And Jonah is still irate because after informing the Ninevites, he goes outside away from the city with the expectation he was going to see some fireworks. I gather that wasn't what Jonah seen. We're just like the same way. That's why we stopped doing what we're doing. Because we have bad attitudes. As far as the Most High is concerned, as far as each other is concerned, it's true. And this ought to be a poignant message for some of us who are doing it for the wrong reason. And if you're doing it for the wrong reason, the end result is not going to make you happy. If you're doing what the Most High required of you and have a humble mind, knowing that you don't know much about anything because you're a microcosm what the world is and what it's truly about. Yes, Jonah should have had a better attitude because he completed his task. But nevertheless, a bad attitude in some regards won't get you very far in life, Isaac. And that's what we study. We don't do a cross-contaminant version. We do a bird's eye view, accurate, intelligent. And we try to leave no stone in a leaf unturned. And if we do, we always encourage you to burn the midnight oil on yourselves, for yourselves. Because it's not Yom Suf's job. It's your job. I'm just to point out the message to you. You need to take it up and have a good attitude once you've taken it up and make the right application, which is codified. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf, you're making reference to we. Well, I'm not talking about the Elohim. In a way, I am, metaphorically, by his word, but in the flesh. Sister Avia from New York City. Cartrell from New York City. And you may ask again, Yom Suf, how you come about knowing these folks? Well, I've been knowing them for a minute. But this is what I know of them. They don't have an attitude. They're here every day when humanly possible, not with bad attitudes. Show you the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub because they love him and they love you. It should be. If you're going to have a bad attitude coming to the Most High, you might not want to come at all. If you think you know everything about anything and why is the who, what, where, why, and how, perhaps you don't need to come. And we'll see this. Jonah was the very same way, just like us today as I speak. So that being said, let me introduce them to you. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom and good evening, family. May the Most High bless us all and may we bless you always. Never forget about you. He's the main reason why we are here. So it's good to be back. And shalom.
It's good to have you back, sister. Hallelujah. Now, Cartrell from New York City. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Yes, sir. Bless you, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, shalom, family. How y'all doing? Most High bless you.
Shalom. May God bless you, brother.
And y'all still said some pertinent things.
We're doing all right, because I was giving me a glass of water. It's Sister Aya was speaking. I'm doing well, brother. May the Most High bless you.
I praise you. Yes, sir. You could kind of understand why Jonah had an attitude against Nineveh, who were part of the Assyrians. Mm-hmm. It was the Assyrians who eventually put us in captivity, right?
Exactly.
And Jonah's upset that they would turn to the Most High quicker than our own people would.
Exactly.
Because it was the Assyrians that listened to the Most High when he warned them, and they changed their ways. The Nineveh, king of Nineveh, he did what he had to do. So
exactly.
How about us? If the Most High forgives universal white racist supremacy because they turn from their wicked ways, will we have an attitude?
Exactly.
You might have that same attitude as Jonah. Like, yeah, you going to forgive these people who brutalized us for 400 years, and just because they turned from their wicked ways, you're going to forgive them? You might have the same attitude as Jonah.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. So I can't blame Jonah, because the Assyrians, they was our enemies. They did not like our people. And yet, you sending me to tell them to turn from their wicked ways. No, yeah, destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jonah's attitude. But no, Jonah don't know everything, just like we don't know everything, do we?
Exactly. Gave us the Most High's prerogative to do what he want to do, how he want to do it, and when he want to do it.
Yep, he going to do it, regardless of what you think he should be doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. We read Jeremiah 18, verse 7 and 8. Every nation got a chance to get it right with Yah. And we can't be mad if they turn from their wicked ways and do right by Yah. Our obligation is to turn from our wicked ways and do right by Yah. Don't even worry about the other nations.
Exactly.
So what we going to do, that's what we going to worry about.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Thank you, Avion. Thank you, Cottrell. Fellow students, thank you for attending class today. We hope we share something with you worthwhile. Truth be told, all of y'all's work is worthwhile. So, we're about to end the book of Jonah tonight, and we'll be moving right along to Micah, tomorrow. Praise God.
Mika.
So let's begin. Mika. Tomorrow. Praise God. Thank you, God, Jerrell. Fellow students, turn to chapter 4 of Jonah. And it begins with this. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to Yah and said, "Oh Yah, was this not what I said when I was still in my country, this attitude of mine? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for that you are a gracious and merciful Elohim, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Yah, please take my life from me." I mean, this brother didn't go extreme, but it's better for me to die than to live because of what Yah did in regards to Nineveh. Then Yah said, Is it right for you to be angry? So Jonah went outside the city. He sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade, till he might see what would become of the city.
Yah asked him a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did he answer?
No, he didn't answer. He couldn't.
Was it right for Jonah to be angry?
No, it wasn't.
Were you angry about?
Because Yah, in his abundance, graciousness and merciful and loving kindness, abundant loving kindness,
that endures forever.
Right. Is about to relent from this city if they turn away from their wicked ways. So Jonah got a problem with it.
Which shows that y'all don't think like man. He ain't thinking on the same terms as Jonah.
Right.
He's like, Jonah, what you angry about?
Mm-hmm.
what reason do you have to be angry?
And Jonah ain't created nothing.
So no.
You ain't created these people. I don't need your validation or approval, Jonah, or anybody else for what I do. But he's going to give him a poignant lesson with that contract further on.
But you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah the prophet shows the fallibility of men.
Exactly.
Because we think that y'all supposed to think like us.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah in his mind, he's saying, yeah, you're supposed to be angry like me at Nineveh. No. Nineveh did what I told him to do.
Exactly.
You were hoping that they did.
Yeah.
You was praying and hoping that they didn't do what y'all told them to do so I could destroy them and bring judgment.
Didn't
contrary
Jonah,
to what you hoped for, they did what I told them to do. And I'm going to show that I'm merciful to every nation that does what I tell them to do. Nineveh was the example.
Brother Katya,
yes.
Isn't that like Jonah was there, he was there. That's selfishness. He thought that it's just for the righteous to get it right there, right? That's part of being selfish.
That's why we give thanks to the Most High, because he don't think like men.
Mm-hmm.
If it was left up to Jonah, every wicked person would be dead by now.
Yeah.
But the Most High ain't like that. He's giving the wicked people that do iniquity a chance to change their way, especially
mm-hmm.
our nation. Because if we go by what Jonah is thinking, if Jonah thinks that the Most High thinks like he should be thinking, our nation should be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should be angry with us.
Exactly. Exactly. Praise y'all, country.
Praise y'all.
And Yah Elohim prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. Still looking after Jonah. So Jonah was very grateful. Mm-hmm.
The Most High really loved Jonah, didn't he?
He did.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of his attitude.
Because
he could have left him out there in the heat and the sun burning up. You ain't listening to me. You ain't following me. You're all angry. Y'all didn't have to plant that plant to give him shelter and protect him from himself. It shows mm-hmm. that the Most High loved Jonah.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, God.
One other thing. Everything that Yah does is already prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You see that, right?
Exactly.
He prepared the fish long before Jonah decided, nah, I'm not doing this. Yah prepared the fish already. He knew what Jonah was going to do. The fish was already prepared, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like this tree or this plant. It's already prepared because Yah already knows Jonah's heart.
Yeah.
Well, he's teaching Jonah a lesson, too.
Huh?
Yah was teaching Jonah a lesson by doing it also.
And he tried to teach us a lesson, too.
Y'all's not going to reward bad behavior and bad hearts. I don't care if it's Jonah or anybody else. He saw Jonah's heart wouldn't move, wouldn't soften. So y'all said, we're not going to keep going through this, Jonah. So, but as morning dawned the next day, y'all prepared a worm. And it so damaged the plant that the wizard. And it happened when the sun arose at its height that Yah prepared a vehement east wind to blow against him through a hot wind. And sun beat on Jonah's head, too, so that he grew faint. Then he wished death for himself instead of doing the right thing, he's feeling sorry for himself. He's so sorry that he's feeling death for himself. And said, is it better for me to die than to live? Then Yah said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant? You're shifting your anger. Jonah keeps shifting his anger on everything. Go ahead, Cottrell.
Mm-hmm. The Most High is trying to put Jonah's anger in check, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means we all should put our anger in check, right?
Exactly.
If anybody should be angry, it should be the Most High, who's the creator.
Exactly.
Right? And if he ain't angry, why are you angry?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he's not angry when people try to change their ways and amend their doings, why are you angry? It's not for us to be angry. It's for us to get right with Yah. That's the lesson that he's trying to show Jonah. I'm guiding you. I'm using you. I love you. And you angry. What are you angry about?
That's how some of
us are. That's Israel, typically. Yes, mm-hmm. We're angry. For what? What are we angry about?
We can't be
angry with anybody but ourselves because we continue to do the same thing that got us in this situation in the first place, right?
Exactly.
We got blood on our hands. We worship idols. We haven't returned to Yah. What do we have to be angry about?
Mm-hmm.
Yah telling us, put away our anger. This is my show. Stop being angry. Israel, you have no reason to be angry. And he's shown it through a prophet who he used to have major impact on another people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't walk around with anger. Can't be angry. Mm-hmm. If anybody's going to be angry, it's going to be the Most High.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Kajal.
Praise Yah.
And Yah says in reference to his misguided anger, but Yah said, you have had pity on the plant for which you had not labored nor made grow, which came up in the night and perished in a night. You didn't have nothing to do with that plant, nothing whatsoever, no labor. You didn't do anything to make it grow, but you're so upset with your misdirected anger. And he goes on, he's using that metaphor to tell him this.
But Yasu, how are you angry with a plant that gave you shelter?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense with angry people.
Yeah, it does.
They'll use any excuse.
Just to be angry.
Just to be angry. Some people live to be angry.
And guess what? Ain't nothing you can do about it. Y'all showing that. I provided a plan for you to shade you, to guard you from the heat. And you upset with the plan? Come on now.
Yeah, we should try to change the things we can do something about, which is ourselves. But things that are not attached to us, that we have no choice in the direction of, the creation of, shouldn't be overly absorbed by it. Well, that's petty. He's showing
and our pettiness.
Petty.
Mm-hmm. Our pettiness takes us off the same page as Yah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make Jonah angry.
Yah
showing his loving kindness and tender mercy to Jonah. But he don't appreciate it. He's angry for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Except delusion.
Just like us. We angry for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you about the brother in the laundromat. His girl looked at me. I looked at her. This nigga looking at me. What you angry about, woman? You looking at me. I'm looking at you. You walked in the door.
Right.
But we angry for no reason. No reason. Exactly.
Misery loves company.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the stupidity of us. Jonah, you angry with a plant. that's doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Came up overnight. You didn't even know it was growing.
Right.
With shows, y'all controls everything. Where did this plant come from? And how did it grow so fast?
Mm-hmm.
Where did this fish come from? And how is it prepared to swallow Jonah? Oh, you don't know that nothing is impossible but the Most High. He can
mm-hmm.
make plants grow overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does.
Well, sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. And we miss the Most High because we're so self-righteous and full of anger that we killing ourselves. And literally, figuratively, and spiritually, we're killing ourselves. Just want to be angry about something. It's true. And Yah goes on and says, thank you, Katya, verse 11. And should I not pity Nineveh? Now you're pitying this little plant that you have nothing to do with its creation or labor or anything. You pity this little plant. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern?
That's a good question.
Yes.
Why shouldn't Yah pity Nineveh?
Right.
And they do what he told them to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
exactly.
makes Yah just.
Mm-hmm.
He sent Jonah to the city of Nineveh to tell the people, turn your ways around, because within 40 days, Yah going to destroy y'all. They didn't ignore him. They didn't throw him in jail. They didn't throw him in a lion's den. They didn't throw him in a furnace. They heard what he said, and they complied to what he said. That's
mm-hmm.
why Yah has pity on them. But Jonah's saying, nah, in spite of them putting on sackcloth and ashes and repenting, they should die anyway. That's why it's not for man to judge. That's why it's up to Yah to judge.
Mm-hmm. True that. Praise Yah, gotcha. Thank you, brother.
Praise Yah.
And he said, these people cannot discern between their right hand and their left. They don't know left from right. And I sent you to put them straight. I sent you there to put them straight. They couldn't discern from their right hand to their left. And then furthermore, they have us
what?
Right.
You know what that means?
Clarify, Cottrell.
They didn't know, based on what
right.
they've been taught, their doctrines, their religion,
mm-hmm.
how the Most High created the universe wanted
mm-hmm.
mankind to conduct themselves.
Exactly.
Based on what they were taught.
Mm-hmm.
Doctrine of Nineveh. We don't know what that
mm-hmm.
is, but it sure taught whatever they was learning. It taught them humility to learn the truth about who is the creator. Because once they found out, they complied.
Mm-hmm.
And these are Shemitic people. They're not arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
They're humble.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, Kadriel, thank you. He says, and much last, what am I going to kill all them animals for me? You're not thinking about, Jonah, you need to get rid of your anger issues and get rid of your self-righteousness. Well, you think you're Yah. You're not Yah. I'm Yah. I set people straight. They don't listen. I take care. That ain't up to you. I don't need your validation or approval, Joe, or anyone else out there. Yum. I call the shots. That's why I'm the creator. I see through the hearts of men and women. You can't. You sitting up there feeling sorry for yourself because you want to see a fireworks show. That ain't the way I operate. I don't operate because you want it to happen. I operate in the fashion because I want it to happen because I see everything. You don't. He's teaching us a valuable lesson today, Cottrell. Praise Yah.
No question, Walter.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Well,
I heard it said that the God of the Old Testament is an angry God.
Mm-hmm.
And we've learned in this lesson, based on the story of Jonah, that it's not good to be angry, is it?
No.
That's right.
Most God wasn't angry with Nineveh. They complied. So
mm-hmm.
he's not the angry God of the Old Testament. If you comply with him, he get angry when
exactly.
you don't. And he's
exactly.
justified when you don't comply. He has every right to be angry with his creation when they're not in tune with him. And he's given all the nations on the earth a chance to do what? Get right by him, right?
Right.
It ain't just Israel. Oh, the Most High just focused on Israel. He chose Israel. He just focused on Israel. No, we read Jeremiah 18, verses 7 and 8. Most High has given every nation a chance, right?
Exactly.
That's right.
By way of Nineveh. He showed Nineveh. They were serving idols. They was wicked. The people on the ship was bowing down, calling on their gods. But as soon as they found out about Yah, oh, we're going to make vows to the real God who made this storm, who's about to break up our boat. But we found out what we were supposed to do, and we did it. And trust me, the king heard it. Oh, here he come, Jonah. What did he say? Y'all about to destroy the city? Oh, everybody, put on sackcloth and ashes. So Jonah didn't realize the impact that he had just by living, just by being an Israelite, just by being a servant of Yah. He was reluctant, but through him, guess what? Nineveh was blessed.
Exactly.
They didn't get the judgment because they heard the warning. They heeded the warning. Jonah didn't realize he was a watchman. He's mad because they listened, but that ain't for you to be mad about because they listened to what the Most High said.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But our record as a nation, Most High sent many prophets. Did we listen like Nineveh?
No,
we did not. Most High sent more prophets to Israel than he did to Nineveh. Most I sent one prophet to Nineveh, Jonah, and they heard what he had to say, and they complied. How many prophets did the Most I sent to Israel, and we have yet to comply? Yet, to this day.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, we have not complied.
That's true.
But Yah loves us. His loving kindness and tender mercies endure for how long?
Ever.
Forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yah's patience, Yah's loving kindness is still with us today. Because we ain't nothing like Nineveh. Imam Hadora out there calling our people to like do what Nineveh did. Repent before Yah bring judgment on us. And what our people say, that old lady is crazy. She don't know what mm-hmm. she's talking about. We do that all the time.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
You sure do.
We ain't nothing like Nineveh.
No.
Then there's some, you got some still talking about, I'll wait and do it tomorrow, not knowing that y'all can come tonight.
It's true. Praise Yah.
But I'll tell you this, way before we get to that date that Imam Hadora is talking about, we need to be in the spirit of repentance each and every day. Don't wait for mm-hmm. September 23rd. No, don't wait that long. We should be in that mode right now, yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Cartrell, thank you, brother. And I think that Psalms, a song you're about to read of Sister Avia, don't have a comment. If she does, we'll wait.
No, everything was broken down beautifully. No comment.
Thank you, Sister Abby. Psalms 138 said, Yah's goodness to the faithful. Isn't that synchronized with what we just read? Yah's mm-hmm. goodness to the faithful. Your compliance.
So who was faithful to Yah?
This King David wrote this song.
Nineveh.
Yeah, yes.
And they didn't even know Yah.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
The dudes on the ship, they put their faith in Yah. Oh, Jonah, your God is God. He's the one that stopped this storm. And they made a vow to our creator, didn't they?
Exactly.
That pleased Yah. Okay. Stop the storm. I'm not going to break your boat. You're all going to make it home alive for your family. And then the king of Nineveh, listen. Hey, everybody, put on sackcloth and ashes, because the God of this man, he's the real God. And we better do what he's saying before he does destroy us. Yeah, hey, nations could be faithful to Yah too. Unfortunately, we are not.
And I don't recall. Yeah, and I don't recall them building a temple to Jonah, a church on every corner in Nineveh. Okay.
And he's a stranger in Nineveh. He's trying to get to Tarshish. People
right.
in Nineveh didn't know Jonah. Who is this guy? Who are you? The people on the ship asked him, "Who are you? Where you come from?" He said, "I'm a Hebrew." So I'm sure the king of Nineveh didn't know who the heck Jonah was until he heard the story about Jonah. And when Jonah gave the word, trust me, they acted, which we should do, right?
Exactly.
So they took action. It wasn't about words. They took action.
Exactly.
So the title of this psalm is what? Psalms 138.
Yes, the title. Yah's goodness to the faithful.
Yah's goodness to who?
To the faithful.
To the faithful. And you know who wrote it, right?
King David.
There you go. Psalms 138, a psalm, a song composed by our great king, King David. What does King David have to say? Verse 1. I will give thanks to you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise to you. I will bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. For you have exalted your name and your word above all. It's the mindset of King David. Guess what? We should have the same mindset, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
In the day that I call, you answered me. That's why you should have the same mindset. Because when King David called on the Most High, guess what? The Most High answered him. You encouraged me with strength in my soul. And when you read the word of Yah, people might call you arrogant. But what they see is real strength because you trust in Yah. They see arrogance. A lot of people thought King David was arrogant. No, he's telling you. When I call on Yah, he answers me. Yah encourages me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will give you thanks, Yah, for they have heard the words of your mouth. And every nation on the planet got the word of Yah, don't they? Because the Bible is in every language on the planet, isn't it? So again, the Most High is addressing the nations, all the kings of the earth. Yes, they will sing of the ways of Yah eventually, for Yah's glory is great. And that's what they're going to feel. They're going to feel the glory of Yah when he executes judgment in the earth like he did with the flood. For though Yah is high, yet he looks after the lowly. Yeah, Most High is way above men. But where's his interest at? He ain't interested in the rich and the famous and the powerful. It says he looks after the lowly, but he knows the proud from afar. Though I walk in the middle of trouble, you will revive me. This is the holy bonus that King David walked with. It doesn't matter what kind of trouble that he's in, he knows that Yah is with him. Though I walk in the middle of trouble, you walk in the middle of trouble every day. But do you know that Yah will revive you and let you live to see another day? You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. You got that anger again. Why are your enemies so angry? What are they angry about? What are they jealous about? I've always wondered that. What have we done to the white man that he's so angry with us? Doesn't even compare to what he's done to us. We should have a Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis and skinheads, for what they've done to us. But no, they're the ones with the skinheads, the Anakis, Ku Klux Klans, and their wrath is against us for no reason. Your right hand will save me from Ku Klux Klan, the Anakis, universal white racist supremacy, in spite of their wrath and their anger. Yah will fulfill that which concerns us, the nation of Israel. Your loving kindness, Yah, endures forever. King David knew that. How long does Yah's loving kindness last?
Forever.
Don't forsake the works of your own hands. The works of Yah's hands, Yah's plan, you better know it, because we have a major part in it. And what part do we play? Yah's not going to forsake the part that we play in it. So this is why we study the word of Yah. King David knew it. He's trying to tell us we should know it too. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the great word and proposition of our King, King David. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah. That was straight to the point, Gadriel. And just like Nineveh, there's not anyone called but the Most High called for his judgment is concerned. And that's our nation, as Gadriel alludes to the fact. Why they hate us without a cause? So the next time you have a problem with your enemies, call on the Elohim to divert their wrath away from you. It'll work out better for you that way instead of you trying to take over and do things on your own accord. That's not how it works, people. It works when you're humble. It works when you reach out to the Most High, as King David did. He's showing you the pathway to solve your problems. We, on the other hand, we only create more problems. But let's follow the lead of King David. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Gadriel, Sister Abigail, any closing remarks and or comments or goodbyes or shalom for the people?
Everything goes down. All I have to say is, like when you're speaking about that anger, I always say, let go and let Yah. Because he sure enough knows how to take care of everything for you. So I don't try and deal with anger or revenge or nothing. I just praise Yah and let him take him, let him take charge. So stay prayed up and keep seeking Yah and keep praising him. Good night
praise
and shalom.
Thank you, sister. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Gadriel?
Yes, sir. So you remember when King David said he had peace like he was a baby on his mother's breast?
Exactly.
How does he have so much peace? He said trouble doesn't stress him or worry him because he know that Yah is there. Our people get stressed out. They worried. They don't know where to turn or what to do when trouble comes. If you know, like me, you study King David, you know where to put your trouble and how to get through troubles, which will have you at peace like you're a baby on your mother's breast. Trust me. So cease from anger and forsake wrath, the great King Solomon said, and we need to learn how to control that. What do we have to be angry about? The Most High has more reason than us to be angry, right? But what? His loving kindness and tender mercies endure forever, and we need to be like Yah. Be loving kindness and be loving kind and have tender mercy for people in general, whether it's Israel or other nations. If, in fact, they change like Nineveh, what can we say? Can we be angry? No, because Yah is the final judge. And this is the value of the lessons that we're learning to control our spirit, because we can be wrapped up in anger, and that anger will take us off course. So all praise to the Holy One of Israel. For the lessons and the insight that he gives us, we can learn from everybody, like my mother said, Sergeant Maul, what to do and when not to do. So we hope that you learn something tonight. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Gadriel shared a cornerstone of information with you, which is stop being angry people. Go to the Most High. Be that baby, that weaning child on his mother's breast. And if you have problems with our enemies, trust in the Most High and keep your head to the sky. We love you. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Cartier. Thank you, Sister Javier. Good night.